So we're just going to have three short presentations, like I said, a little discussion in between. Megan's going to go first with community outreach, Josh talk a little bit about sustainable feeds, and then I will talk a little bit about waste streams.
So community outreach development.
I'm not a big slide person. I'm much more conversational, so, and technology seems to, this computer technology seems to not agree with me most days. So I don't know if anybody in this room remembers this moment back in the mid-90s in the news when Katie Couric and Brian Kilmeade so famously discussed what is internet. But it was one of our finer moments, I think, in society where it was just kind of trying to put together this what to the public seemed like new technology. And really, internet development started, I mean, in theory at least, back at the beginning of the century and ultimately had its first kind of model in the late 60s. So it wasn't certainly a new science. And I feel that there's a lot of comparison with what we're dealing with RAS technology today. We as the sector really know that this kind of technology has been developing for decades, and really we're at this point where the industry is coming online in terms of large-scale commercialization of various species, and we need to do a better job as industry to communicate what we've been working on all this time. So we at Kingfish, I mean, that's one of the things that we've tried to do and tried to make early outreach a priority for our projects, and also to remember to engage and kind of break it down a little bit, because you know, we can't expect everybody to be experts in our industry. So the way we see this is kind of a continuous process. You know, I mean, it doesn't stop at any point in time. It's something that develops over the life of the project. So for us, early engagement was key. So we, you know, recently announced that we are planning a facility for Jonesport, Maine. But before even that announcement, it was really important for us to start to talk with the local community. We've had quite a few meetings with locals in Jonesport trying to understand kind of what their community is about, what is important to them, and what some of the key issues that exist there already are. And so we could see how best to incorporate our message and what we thought would be good points about our industry coming into Jonesport. Ongoing engagement and education. So this was where I had that Katie Couric moment. Was actually, we were sat in the library doing our announcement with the town, and you know, our CEO Ohad is up there, and he gives this huge presentation and shows what we've done in the Netherlands and the successes that we've had and how we want to bring that to Maine. And towards the end of it, you know, he talked about RAS a lot. Towards the end of it, somebody leaned over and just goes, "What is RAS?" And I was like, "Oh man, here we go." So it's one of those moments where you realize, like, we speak a completely different language from the industry side. And it's where we really have to focus to say, you know, okay, let's just take a step backwards before we even talk about specific projects. And let's just say, this is how this process looks. This is how it works. This is what we want to do. And this is still an evolving technology, like so many sectors. I mean, all of this is growing at such a quick pace. And so it's great to have those reminders in those education moments where you can have that conversation and just get back to basics so that everybody kind of understands what you're talking about and it informs the conversation. Equally, we've tried to engage with the high school. Maine is, can I just say, the education sector up here is awesome. Like, we spent so much time learning about the Skippers program, and actually in Jonesport, the high school there, Jonesport Beals High School,
The science teacher and the principal have worked hard to get a baseline grant to develop an aquaculture education program. And luckily for us, they thought we could be an important part of that. And that's the fun part of our job right now, is that we get to go to the high school every couple of weeks and talk to them about aquaculture overall, about all types, not just RAS, but just the sector overall, and help to develop some hands-on programs. And what our goal is from that is not just to have the students engaged and to kind of get a jump start on that that training for the future, but also engage communication and encourage that communication between kids and their parents. I mean, they're going to go home, and hopefully with that hands-on experience, they go home excited, and they engage their parents in that conversation and say, this is what we're learning, this is what's cool, and start developing those questions and those ideas for improving the sector right along with us. And lastly, and this really, I think, speaks to kind of the future and how we see things you know, developing throughout the process, is maintaining those clear lines of communication. So with all the different platforms that we have available, whether it's town meetings to, you know, Facebook to our news reporters, there's all these avenues for communication. And I think every area that all of us are developing in is completely different and will have its own preferred lines of communication. We seem to find that face-to-face sit-downs work for us and work for people in Jonesport. But, you know, in other places of Maine, it may be completely different. And so maintaining an open line, being really clear and finding out what the best venues are for that conversation is really key. And especially as we go forward in the process, I know that some of the other projects are much further along in the process than we are. We're still in early design phase and pre-planning and permitting, that we know that those lines of communication may change over the course of the project, that as it develops and as we get into a submitted permitting phase versus these early days, maybe it is more group meetings rather than one-on-one conversations. And so I think as a sector, we have to all adapt to the fact that it's an ongoing process. And we know that long after permitting, we'll still want to be involved in that ongoing communication and leaving our doors open, proverbially, I suppose, to have people come in, talk to us, see how things are going in the farm, and really understand where we're still working and how we progress, you know, into the future. So